The International Red Cross says 40 people have been pulled alive from the rubble in Haiti in the last 12 hours. The latest is a Danish United Nations worker rescued from the ruins of the UN mission headquarters. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who's arrived in the Haitian capital, says it's the worst humanitarian disaster in decades. Tens of thousands of people remain in the streets of Port-au-Prince, desperate for aid and terrified by aftershocks that continue to rattle the capital. Some are seeking comfort in their faith, flocking to pray in church ruins. Back home, new figures show greenhouse gas emissions from energy use across the eastern states has declined substantially in the past year. The Climate Group tracked the 2009 weekly energy consumption of Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland and South Australia. It found emissions were down by more than 5 million tonnes on the previous year. That's a cut of almost 2%. And Australian exports have shrugged off the global economic downturn, increasing by 20% in the last financial year. Western Australia made the most money, with iron ore, gold, gas and other exports worth more than $92 billion. I'll be back with more news later.